Today's share in the Dirush Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Ches Omid Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we began Simon Tuf Samach yesterday, and we're at the very top line with Sif Beis. The Mechaber tells us the custom of the Rosh. The Rosh, of course, was the great father of the Tur, and the Tur is the basis for Shulchan Aruch, and the Mechaber is often quoting from the Rosh, the Rambam, and the Rif as the three main pillars of Psak Halacha. So what was the Rosh's minhag? So the Mechaber tells us, HaRosh HaYu Mishtadel B'Matzas Mitzvah. He himself would try to be involved in the preparation, the making of the matzah that he would use for the mitzvah on Pesach. V'Omed Al Asiyos, he would stand there during its making, U'Mizariz Oskim B'Hem, and he would go and help to make them work with alacrity. He would spur them to do their job properly, U'Mesayeya B'Arichos, and he would even help in the shaping of the matzah. And this wasn't just the Rosh. This is the proper way the Mechaber says for every person to conduct themselves if they can. That he himself should be involved in the mitzvah of the making of the matzos, that he's going to be fulfilling the mitzvah al matzos yochlu, when you eat the matzos on Pesach night. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkon Hey, the mitzvah bo yosem yibishlucho. The reason why you should be involved in this is because it's more of a mitzvah for you to do this than to have somebody else do this on your behalf. We have always a concept that a shliach can work on your behalf, but it's always better if you do the mitzvah yourself. The issue footnote number 18 brings down, however, from the Shaar Utzion in Simon Reish Nun, which was talking about Hilchos of preparing for Shabbos, and it said only in regards to Hilchos Shabbos, because Shabbos is so chomer. In that situation, Rak Litzorech Hachonis Sorechei Shabbos Ish the Talmud Chochum Levato Mitoroso. Afilu Kishev Shalasos Ayde Acherim. It was only in regards to Hilchos Shabbos that we brought down that one should even give up the learning to prepare for Shabbos. Mishum Din Kovet Shabbos Hachomer, because that's a Din Kovet Shabbos. As opposed to implying over here that one shouldn't give up their learning in order to go and make the matzahs. Mashiach King Khan. As long as somebody else will do the mitzvah for you perfectly well, why would you give up your learning? Let somebody else do the mitzvah and be your shaliach. And he's left with the tzarachin. However, Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal brings down, why did the Rishonim, like the Rosh, batriach themselves to go to make the matzahs themselves? It's not considered Tzorchei Shabbos, but yet they did this even more than Tzorchei Shabbos. So he says, Mishon din lishma ha'omor basirzu, because the matzahs have to be made l'shem matzahs mitzvah. And therefore, ayidekach nasas ha-matzah l'matzah ha-miyuchedes l'mitzvah. Only by doing it with the proper kavana does it become mitzvahs matzah. The eino kishar hachonis l'mitzvah, and it's different than other hachonis, which you're still going to have the mitzvah if you don't buy your lulav and esrog, somebody else buys it for you, you're still shaking the lulav and esrog. And therefore, in regards to the mitzvah of matzah, torchu basios yosu, they were much more involved than other mitzvahs. Mishneh Berurah continues in Sivkot and Vav. He brings down from the Ma'aril. Umaril posak lizor kein lechatrila b'chola matzos. Not only for the matzos that you ate on the Leil Seder, but he said for all the matzos that you can eat on Pesach, you should try to be matriach yourself to go be involved in their making. V'kein kosav ha-prichodosh. The prichodosh also held this way. The gam bafias shara matzos anatzos l'choy mea Pesach. Even for the rest of the matzos that you can eat on Pesach, hoyenoeg lamor agabeim, his custom was to stand over the people that were making the matzahs, ki rabo hamachshela, because it's very easy for them to chas v'sholom, make them chometz. With all the details that we've been discussing in the last number of shiurim, it's very easy to rachmona l'tzlan be ma'alim l'chametz the matzos instead of making good matzah, and therefore he would stand over them. V'chein kotsa b'chok Yaakov, b'shem ha-shiboli leket. The Chok Yaakov writes the name of Shiboli leket. She'ein lahamin l'noshin b'inyan lishav afiyah. Don't trust people. In those days, the women were not knowledgeable. So he says, be careful with women if they're the ones that are doing the baking without somebody standing over them. Ki kama dvorim yalu aleib noshin she'ein mutaris, because the women in those days were not learned. I think the din would be quite different today. This isn't a knock on women. This is a din in the facts. And if the women were not knowledgeable, so they could easily make mistakes. But there's no reason why a woman can't bake the matzahs if she's either taught the proper halachos and the zrizus necessary, or somebody standing over them, like we recommended that we do in any situation. Or maybe, Oshema shokichos, osos dovish lo koget, because people that aren't knowledgeable may do things incorrectly. They'll forget, and they won't do it right. They didn't fully understand the importance of this mitzvah, and the Rachmana Litzlan, if they don't make the matzahs properly, the potential great hefsid, the loss that's involved. And you're now doing an aveira rather than doing a mitzvah. Therefore, l'chein rov tamidei chachamim v'rabbanim. Therefore, in those days, the vast majority of tamidei chachamim and rabbanim would, in fact, omdim al b'kidasa v'al ishasa v'al afiyasa. They would stand by their matzos at every step of the way, during the processing of the matzos, during the kneading of the matzos, the baking of the matzos, the arranging of the matzos. They would go and stay there and either directly help themselves or be mezares to spur them on to do it properly. Mishaburus of Kut and Zayin, they would do this themselves. V'yatriach atzmo b'matzas mitzvah at shishchanim v'yazia. A person should go and get so schwitzed up doing this that he should actually get schwitzed up. He would heat himself up and get schwitzed up. Although the issue footnote number 19, of course, points out that you have to make sure that your sweat doesn't drip into the matzah, into the dough that you're kneading, because that would, of course, be memar l'chametz as well. But in any event, one should really get involved in doing this if they at all can. And he says, this is a way to rectify a great sin that a person may have done. He brings down the name of the Arizal. I'm not sure what Avon Hechomor he's referring to. We often refer to Avon Hechomor as various sexual improprieties or, Rachman al-Islan, other very, very serious averus. So this somehow is a tikkun gadol by your schwitzing and doing the proper work for the make the matzahs kosher 100% l'chatchila. So this can correct, Rachman al-Islan, any terrible avera that a person may have done. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Halosh achar zman iser chometz. If you're doing this lisha, this preparing, after noon on Erev Pesach, on Yudalit. So therefore, at this point in time, any chometz that occurs is in fact aser, and you're over by yimotze. So if a person is doing the lisha after noon on Erev Pesach, and certainly on Pesach, yomer b'shas lisha, he should state at the time that he's doing the kneading, before anything became chometz, Kol ha-peirurim sheyiplu b'shas lisha, any crumbs, any pieces of dough that fall off over here during the kneading, v'aricha, or in the setting up over here in the preparing, v'chein botzek, or any dough, ha-nidbak b'kelim, that's left over behind on the kelim, that we put the rest of the dough into the oven, but there's a little bit left behind on the kelim. The person should state, ani mevatel osam, I'm being mevatel them, and he's being mevatel them before they in fact become chametz, because this way he's not over by yirov ba yimotzeh. And this way, kidei shenimtzo shemevatlon kodem chimutzum, by saying this now, before it becomes chametz, when he's just starting to do the kneading, so then anything, rachmon al-islan, that does become chametz, it's not becoming chametz, so to say, on your time. It's not your chametz over here, and in this way, you're not over by yirov ba yimotzeh. Let's see this inside in the Mishnah Berurah. Siv Katan Ches. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is only applicable if you're doing this after the Zman of the Isser Chometz, after 12 o'clock, or even possibly after 11 o'clock, because then it's an Isser Derabbanan already. The Kodim Zman Isser, because before the time that the Chometz is Osir, so Afilu Ha-Yobiyom Yadalit, even if you're doing this on Erev Pesach in the morning, Shekvar Bodak Shar Chometz, you already did the Bedika, you've gotten all the Chometz out of your house, but you haven't yet said the Bittul. So in this situation, mikol makom ain't tzarich lomar b'shas lisha. Then you don't have to specifically state over here during the shas lisha that anything that falls off over here, or anything that's left behind, you're being mavato, because you still haven't done your bittul. V'day lo shi'avato somich l'zman isura. You're still going to do the bittul right before the start of the 11th hour, sometime during the time between 10 and 11, you're going to do your bittul, so that will go also on anything left over here. U'balav hachi omer, Kol chamira v'gam perum elu b'chla, because you're still going to say your kol chamira, and any crumbs or any dough that's left behind over here, even if it were to become chametz, you're still going to be mevatelit. So therefore, your one bittul of kol chamira can go on this as well. However, if you're doing the lisha avoli achar zman isura, if you're doing the lisha after it's already also for you to possess chametz, mishenas chametz eino berushus ulevatel. Now, any chametz that comes is technically not yours to be mevatel, because you're not allowed to own chametz at this point in time. And therefore, v'yesh lochush shemolo yivari min olam miyad. If chametz does occur to you on Pesach or after the Zman of Isser, you must burn it immediately. You must get rid of it immediately. And therefore, we're concerned over here that you may not get rid of it immediately. V'yavar al ba'yirah u ba'yimotzeh, and you be over ba'yirah ba'yimotzeh. Albeit, Dirshu footnote number 20 brings down that technically, we learned in Simon Tov Mem Gimel, Shiskimu kama poskim shekodem ha-Pesach in ovrim al-halav shebayirah ba'yimotzeh. Before Pesach actually starts, you're technically not over ba'yirah ba'yimotzeh, but you're over you're over destroying your chametz at that point in time, albeit you may not be technically over a mitzvah lo saseh. In any event, because of this, one should be very careful to state this bittul at the time of the lisha. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us. Akein tzorich levatel kodem shi'is chametz. Therefore, at the time that you're doing lisha, before it becomes chametz, you say this lashon that we just said, that you're mevatel anything. And this can be done even if you're not standing over there. You can even do this from your house, he brings down in the name of the Prima God. Sivkot and Tess, the Mishnah Berurah says that you should say this at the time that you're starting the Lisha. And Dirshu footnote number 21 brings down, if you didn't say it, then the Kavachayim brings down, you can say it later on, before it becomes Chametz. Even though you started doing the Lisha, but at least it hasn't become Chametz yet, you can still say this. But then you should say it, not I will, anything that will, but you say anything that has. Anything that's already fallen off, not anything that will fall off. That's the correct Yersa. The Mishnah continues and he says, nevertheless, even having said this bittul, after you've done the baking, you clean up this area over here. Yechabed habayis, you clean up the house where you've done all of this preparatory work to make the matzos, where you kneaded the dough, etc. V'chein ha-shulchon sha'orchol of ha-matzos, and the table that you arranged the matzos on to put them into the oven. Afal bishabitel, even though you did a bittel over here, you don't want it hanging around. U'mashi yimtza min ha'isa yisrefenu. And in fact, if you do find any dough, you do have to go and burn it. Furthermore, the Yesha Kosvu, he brings down those that say, Dimitam Zeh, based upon this reasoning, and this is from the Magen Avraham, Tov Shi Yidros HaPerurim Biraglov, but Ofor, take it from Shinoflu. You should go and step on any of the crumbs that fell over here as soon as they fall off, because in this way, you'll destroy them, and they won't be able to become Chametz anyway. Kodim Shavol Dechimotz, and you should do this, you should step on these crumbs, anything that falls on the floor, before they actually become Chametz over here, because Dim Yavol Dechimotz Tzarech L'Tzarfen, because if they do become Chametz, then even though you're not over by your by Yimotz, because you said you Mavatel them, you still would have an obligation to go and burn them, and if you don't burn them right away, so then you could be over the Mitzvah Saseh of Tashbisu. The issue footnote number 24 brings down, V'av Shalagabi Erev Pesach Shecho B'Shabbos, when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, so then we learned in Simon Tofnen Dalit, She'es ha-pirurim shenofu lo'oritz lachar suda, you're eating your meal there of a chometz dika meal on Erev Shabbos morning, ain't no tzarech lotzi mishu, so you don't have to go and take it out, because we're certain over here that you're going to step on it. Kivan she'im is barim me'aleim ha'yididris ha-tzaraglayim. Since you're stepping on it, it's going to crush it up into such small pieces that it's not considered extant. It doesn't there mention that you have to go and step on them. It just says that you will step on them. So why the difference in lashon? So Rav Nissen Karlitz itself brings down, when you're baking matzos in Erev Pesach, the place over here that you're making the matzos is probably a chometz tika area. So therefore, you're not going to use it on Pesach, and therefore nobody's going to be there to step on it on Pesach. Therefore, we're specifically told over here, go and step on it with your feet actively, rather than if it's like a situation where it's your dining room, you're going to be using your dining room Pesach, so certainly you're going to be stepping on the crumbs on Erev Pesach, Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. Furthermore, he says, V'ofen Nosaf Bier Hagon Rav Simcha Bonim Waldenberg, the Tzitzel Yezer son, Rav Simcha Bonim Waldenberg, says, Shekam Meduber Bizman Isser Chometz. We're talking here where it's already Osir. Shim Lo Yidros Halapirur Miyad, and if you don't step on these crumbs right away, Ish Chashchash Heim Yachmitzu Ad Sheyis Yidrusu Alem. There's a chance that they'll become Chometz before you step on them. And therefore, you would be over Shehiyas Chometz, the retaining of Chometz, more than you're allowed to, which is to burn it as soon as you can. As opposed to on Erev Pesach Shchol Yos V'Shabbos, you're talking about this is Kodim Zman Yisr, and therefore, even though you don't step on it right now, you still got time to step on it. And therefore, Ein Tzorich L'Drosu Miyad, you don't have to step on them right away, and you can wait till the natural events of that day will cause you to step on it, and you won't be over any Isser. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Yud. Any of the dough that's still attached to the kelim after you did all the baking. So he says, Ein La'el and Simen Tof Nun Tesif Dalad and Nagon, the Ramah over there, we learned, the Imlosh B'Yontif, if a person is actually doing the kneading on Yontif, what do you do with those utensils afterwards? And we talked about whether a non-Jewish person can wash them, what you should do with them in that situation. But here, here talking about you're doing on an Erev Pesach in the afternoon, when it's also to have chametz, but you're still allowed to do malacha. You can scrape off any chametz that's left behind on these kelim, and then go afterwards and rinse them off. And you have to do this, not that you're allowed to. You must do this. Even though you did a bittul, you want to get rid of it over here. Because we're concerned that if you don't do this right away and get rid of everything right away, you could be over by Yiro or by Yimotze, which again we pointed out may technically be only the Isser of Tashbisu, that you didn't do the positive command of the Tashbisu right away and technically not be over by Yiro or by Yimotze until Pesach actually starts. Sivkot Nidalev, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ani Mevatel. So the Lashon that a person should say, the Mechaber said, was, I'm Mevatel any of this. And the Mishnah Berurah points out, or you can say, Ani Mavkir Osam, I'm Mavkir them. I don't have to say I'm using the Lashon of Bitul, you could use the Lashon of Mavkir. But you shouldn't say, Avalo Yomar, Perurin Hefker. These Perurim should be Hefker. Because the Eino Lashon Mevoror Shemavkirin. It's not clear from that that you're being Mavkir them. Because it could sound like the Epshalom Arbi Mashmos. It's implying over here maybe Haloshon Shemei Atzmon Hein Hefker, that they become Hefker on their own, not that I was Mavkir them. And of course, the Eino Kain, that doesn't work. The Shaar Tzion Oz Tezvav brings down that this din is in the name of the Taz. And he says, "Va'af sheyesh shemiyashvin aminu shenogel amon perum hefker." There are those that substantiate and support this custom of people saying Peru and Hefker. The Chok Yaakov says, however, why not use the Lashon of Avim Vatal or some or Anim Mavker or some to be Yotzi everybody? The Shaar Tzion Oz Tezdayin, the Chofetz Chaim says, he says, we don't technically have to be Mavatal the crumbs there, so to say, Mavatal on their own. That's only Haino Peruri Lechem. That's when you have crumbs of bread. The Chol Peruri Humi Pnei Atzel, because each little piece of bread is by itself. Masha Ein came Bebotzik, but by a dough. Efshur, the Aide Kibir Abayis, you may come to sweep them all together into one place, and you skat suyachad l'chshir chazayis, and they'll add up now to be a chazayis, and that is considered significant. Beshir Zeh Einu Mevatel Me'elam, and it doesn't automatically become nullified on its own. And he brings us down the name of the Mariel, and that's why you should be Bedafik Mevatel these crumbs. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, "V'kosu achronim de l'shonos shall bitul hefker tzorich lomar dafkir b'loshon shemevin." You must say this bitul over here in a language that you understand. And we learned previously, and Dirshu footnote number 26 reminds us in Simon Tuf Lamadala, we said that when a person says any of the l'shonos of bitul, the kol chamira, that he says either on the night of the Benikas Chametz or the next day, so he should say it in the language that he understands. And if he doesn't say it in the language that he understands, so he still may be able to be B'yavid Yotzei if he understands at least what he was doing. But if he has no comprehension of what he was doing, he thinks he's saying a bracha, a techina, a supplication, and doesn't realize that it was a contractual type of a statement that I'm designating that this doesn't belong to me anymore. So if he doesn't understand that, then he's not even Yotzei B'di'evit, and that's why you should say it in a language that you understand. Sivkot and Yudbeis, the Mishnah Berurah says, you have to do the bitl over here before it becomes chametz, umimela, and therefore, af sheyischamtzu acharkach, then even if it does become chametz, you didn't step on it, you missed the piece, you didn't burn it right away, ain't over Baba Yira, you're not going to be over Baba Yira, the ain't shalom, because it's not yours, and you can only over Baba Yira with your own chametz. With this, we conclude today's shir.